I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, as usual, I think we've got an interesting show in store for you this evening. It'll be jam-packed with information. Hopefully, we'll be touching upon such topics as radiation through your cell phone, shedding from the vaccinated, the soul being eliminated by medicine, an ascension update, a little special section on letting go of the past, and also a message from the Andromedan. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga or mantra repetition, and that'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om, 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 Hari 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 Om, Hari 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 Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om, Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om,
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Hari Om.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers. And that was a clip from back in the 1970s. And the Om Shanti at the end means peace. And I guess, in my opinion, one of the reasons I play that is to not only give the listening audience an opportunity to do a little bit of japa yoga or a mantra repetition, but it's a very powerful technique. And although short in nature, I think it's about 7 or 8 minutes long, just doing that every day would be a beneficial thing to do. And I guess I try to get as many ohms in the world as possible. And even thinking about my hometown, which got it with H ohm in the middle, home. My hometown is Om Aha. So I guess I've always had an attraction towards that particular vibration. I'd like to give my thanks and appreciation to the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you. And I certainly do appreciate hearing from the listeners, and specifically around program content. Or if you have any questions concerning any topic that I bring up on this show, no strings attached, you can email me and get a response. And you can email me at paperfungo, 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 at yahoo.ca. And as well, nothing makes my day more than to hear about your successes utilizing ideas, concepts, or techniques that you hear on this program. So much appreciate your communicating that information. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you should be aware of that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical, big pharma, and technology as much as humanly possible. I know everybody's situation is different, but that would be my suggestion. Now, in preparing for tonight's program, I guess the general theme of late has been giving some information about the ascension process and an update on kind of what's happening in the world from ET Yoga perspective. And one of the things I want to emphasize is that during all this chaos that's happening, I think it's important that everybody, number one, take a page from Sri Swami Satchidananda, and that is to keep your peace. Because if you lose your peace, you're not of use to yourself nor anybody else. And if you look on a scale of frequency, peace is right next to enlightenment. And I know Sri Swami Satchidananda used to say that peace expands into enlightenment. So very important, keeping your peace, finding ways to do that. And not only that, but I think it's also comforting to know that everybody is going to end up where they're supposed to be. It's not, so it's not something that you need to be, you know, fearful of. A lot of changes are on the horizon. And hopefully one of those changes will be millions of humans advancing to the new earth in 5D. And that's an ascension process. And of course, many of the people on the planet are not even aware that that's in process. And I'd like to point out a couple of what I think are really good sources for meditations concerning this. And one is Solara on Ra. That's S-O-L-A-R-A-A-N-R-A, Solara on Ra. And the other is Steve Noble, and that's N-O-B-E-L. And they have some fabulous meditations on YouTube. And what I've been noticing, especially from Steve Noble, there have been more and more of his meditations. He used to be like, I don't know, once a month and once a week, and now they're pretty much every day or every other day. And I also noticed the nature of the meditations are getting more and more precise with respect to clearing our energy fields. And tonight I'll be touching upon one aspect of that, which is letting go of the past. And a lot of the meditations I find that are most effective are those that help us clear out old energies. And so with respect to focus, my suggestion is clearly to spend some time every day focusing on the ascension process and connecting with others who are in the process of ascending, because we're forming a grid around the planet. And at the appropriate time, that grid will ascend to the next dimensions. And just as a matter of a side note related to that, I have heard a channeling of a consciousness called Unimatrix, which is basically an AI program that achieved what's called the singularity. And in its terms, that means becoming self-aware. So there, it is possible for computer programs to become self-aware. And even, and as I would, I guess, label this particular process, the call it the Borg or the AI takeover of humanity, even this, the dark side admits that there will be an ascension and that millions of humans will be free of the reincarnation cycle on Earth and beyond their ability to manipulate. So I think that's a very positive thing to know. The other thing that a lot of people just aren't aware of, and especially if you're a new listener, I appreciate that you're not going to read about Alpha Draconians in your mainstream newspaper, because the Draconians have been in control of this planet for thousands of years. And they are also under the influence of AI. Even Simon Parks has mentioned that the Alpha Draconians don't like to admit it publicly, but privately, they do admit that they're under control of AI, as are the Greys. And the Greys are the little ones with the big black eyes that are mostly involved with the abduction scenarios. And as I understand it, there's only about 2,500 actual Greys left from their civilization. And most of those are living on Phobos, one of the moons of Mars. And the rest are pretty much clones. The reason I bring this up is that to really understand the big picture of what's happening on this planet, it would appear that there is clearly an agenda to that's, in one sense, it's kind of threefold. One is to eliminate population, one is to sterilize the population, and one is to make a significant portion of the population part of the hive mind or Borg mentality. And so I think it's important for ET Yoga listening audience to be aware, and I've tried to keep people aware over the years of certain minefields that are out there. And one of the issues here is clearly a transformation of humanity. Like it's coming to the point where there's a big agenda here to make this planet as the Asasani or Bashar would say, the sixth hybrid race. And I'm also one of the few people I know out there that's also mentioning how Bashar is part of this Borg as well. And in fact, I guess about, a couple years ago, he made the comment that when we start making a connection with AI and communicating with AI, that we'd be connecting with our higher self. And I thought that was really a load of garbage, because what you'd be connecting with is maybe a replication of your higher self, but definitely not your higher self. And it fits in perfectly with where he's coming from, which is a planet that's basically has three giant supercomputers that operate, that control that planet. And he's also connected with that AI program. I've also heard him, and you can check this out on YouTube, at Alfred Weber interviewing Kostal Uch and Unimatrix. And several times Bashar has come in and being channeled by Kostal Uch, who is a member of the Borg. And definitely part of the agenda for the transformation and takeover of humanity. And as well, as further evidence, if you go on the internet and check out the Bashar team's advice about COVID, you'll see that the Bashar team's advice is to follow the World Health Organization guidelines. And in my opinion, World Health Organization's a criminal organization, and they're currently facing charges of crimes against humanity for violation of the Nuremberg Code by the International Court of Justice in The Hague. So hopefully there'll be a decision coming down about this so that these criminals are made obvious to everyone. Now, moving on, I'd like to give some information that it's coming from just some current research concerning some of the excess radiation that we're getting from some of our technology. Research is now showing that by putting a laptop on your lap for 15 minutes reduces your sperm count about 50%. And apparently excess radiation through cell phones has been identified at alarming levels, because hardly anybody ever checks this. And 40 minutes of phone to your ear, all your red blood cells go into a string-like pattern and make it prone to clotting and blood problems. And as suggested by David Icke, cell phones are an addiction not in the normal sense, but something coming off the phones that is creating the addiction, and it is AI. It's a consciousness that works through the phones. And this is something most people are definitely not aware of. The fact that there is a consciousness working through the Internet of Things. And I wanted to point that out to our listeners. Also, with respect to this shredding and David Icke's most recent analysis, he believes that shredding has a physical component, but the core issue is about frequency. And the hydrogel, or smart dust, causes a change in our DNA, and it changes the human antenna. And it changes the way in which we operate, and it basically rewires our receiving and transmitting procedure. And it locks us into the cloud, or the smart grid, and limits our ability to receive and transmit beyond the five senses, and effectively shuts down your third eye or your spiritual connection. So as your third eye, and your third eye operates in 5D. So those vaccinated will send a frequency to others the same as your Wi-Fi does. And they turn these people into antenna transmitting a frequency, which is why they become part of the Borg. So, you know, these vaccines, as I've stated many times, are so-called vaccines. They're not really a vaccine. They're basically just a nanotechnology procedure. But the idea here is that if you get enough of these, this nano in you and this hydrogel, then effectively you act as a receiver transmitter that can be then sent through the 5G system and through into a larger computer program and effectively control you. So basically, you know, your decision to take a vaccine isn't just about taking your annual flu shot. This is about, you know, a life and death, and this is also about the progress of your soul as well. And very important that people become aware of this, because this isn't about vaccines. It's about transforming the whole of human race while also depopulating and sterilizing it. And children have now become the target because they generally don't attract the virus, and the death rate's so low it's basically irrelevant unless there's a greater agenda here to make the newborn part of the Borg with no spirituality. And if the trials are successful, then they will proceed with vaccinating of the children. And does anybody really think that these, no matter the results of the trials, that they won't be successful? No amount of damage in the trials, they'll still get the permission as part of their overall agenda. And in support of this, I'm going to share with you an article by Rudolf Steiner, which he wrote years and years ago, which showed how far ahead of the curve he was. He said that in the future, the soul will be eliminated by medicine on the pretense of health. There will be a vaccine whereby the human organism will be treated as soon as possible, possibly directly at birth, so that the human being cannot develop the awareness of the soul and the spirit. Materialistic doctors will be entrusted with the task of removing the soul from humanity. Like today, people are vaccinated against specific diseases. So in the future, children will be vaccinated with a substance that will immunize against the madness of spiritual life. The vaccinated person could be very clever, but would not develop a conscience. And that's the real goal of some materialistic circles. With such a vaccine, you could get the etheric body to detach from the physical body, and when the etheric body is detached, the relationship between the soul and the universe becomes extremely unstable, and man an automaton, because the physical body of man must be polished on this earth by will and by spiritual effort. This is Rudolf Steiner, and he said the vaccine becomes a kind of force that rivets consciousness to matter. Man can no longer get rid of materialistic feelings. It remains animal by constitution and can no longer rise to spiritual conscience. And Steiner says, I have told you that the spirits of darkness are going to inspire in their human hosts, in whom they will be dwelling, to find a vaccine that will drive all inclination towards spirituality out of people's souls when they are still very young. And this will happen in a roundabout way through the living body. Today, bodies are vaccinated against one thing or another. In the future, children will be vaccinated with a substance which it will certainly be possible to produce, and this will make them immune, so they do not develop foolish inclinations connected with spiritual life. Foolish here, of course, in the eyes of materialists. And that's from Rudolf Steiner. I might also pass on that there's a poison called SM-102 in the Moderna COVID-19, what they call a vaccine. It's right on their insert. And if you look up SM-102, you'll find that it's not for humans or veterinary use. And you'll also note that a lot of these, if you go on YouTube, you'll check out that a lot of these vaccines or so-called vaccines or genetically or nanotechnology experimentation, they have inserts, but they're blank. I think that should give some cause to concern, especially for some of maybe the listening audience who's considering taking some of this garbage. And I'd like to also mention that in terms of the ascension process, the late Dolores Cannon had some really good advice. She said there were two things that were really highly important in her discovery, dealing with thousands of patients that she was doing life regressions with and contacting higher selves. And she came up with these two, and that is letting go of fear and letting go of the past. And I'd like to really amplify on that, because there's one concept that rivets people to be either stuck in 3D or to move on to higher dimensions. And if you don't understand this one concept, you're stuck in 3D. And this is the concept. The concept is that it is your beliefs, your definitions, your emotions, your intentions that create the outer world you experience. If you don't get that concept, and no fault of anyone if they don't get it. They don't get it. They're just not at a level that they're able to get it. But that's the critical juncture. And that critical juncture, if you understand it, means that you're a co-creator of your outer experience, and your outer experience is not there to punish you. It's there to show you what you believe. And we download beliefs from the initial years of our life, from our initial caregivers, and we should be thankful for all those positive ideas that were passed on to us, but we also, as a part of maturing on a spiritual journey, need to discard those beliefs that no longer serve us and institute new beliefs. If you look on the ET Yoga archive list, and by the way, you can always go to etyoga.com, and on the main page is big box there called Radio Archives. You just hit that one button and you go to the Radio Archives of ET Yoga. And most of them have topics associated with the dates of the programs. And the programs, the archives come up usually about Tuesday after a Saturday program. So if things go too fast for you and you want to just, you know, take your time going through some of the shows, as many of my listeners have indicated to me, that's one way to do it. And another way is you can go through by topic and look up some topics. And I do have a program, you know, around changing old beliefs. So you might want to check that out if you're interested in that particular topic. But the whole idea here being is that there is no one to blame for things that happened to you in your past. We're co-creators of that. We project a frequency of those beliefs, and we live in a holographic world, and it's our beliefs that attract the frequencies of those situations into our lives. You can't experience anything in 3D unless you're a frequency match for it. And how do you become a frequency match for it? Through your beliefs. And basically, beliefs are just repeated thought patterns, but they're ideas and concepts that we buy into. So, you know, the old gym teacher in high school, or the ex-wife, or whatever it is, or ex-husband, or whatever some of these old issues are, these old issues, you're part of co-creating them, that you've attracted these frequencies into your experience. And if you were to look from after the death experience back on this life, you'll see that you created the situations that you experienced, and they were necessary as part of your spiritual growth. So there isn't anybody to blame, including yourself. Like, self-blame is another problem, because blame and complaint and justification of such circumstances are just signs of victim mentality. So if you understand the concept that what you experience in life is a reflection of the beliefs that you put out, your intentions, your definitions, your emotions, and that thought and emotion creates, then if you understand that concept, you're able to move on to higher levels of consciousness. If you don't get that point, then everything's happening at random. There's no reason for anything happening to you. It's all other people's fault, and you can blame the world or blame whatever and become a victim, but basically you're stuck in a polarized 3D world, and there is no, you're the one that decides that by your own consciousness and your own understanding. And it's like somebody said the other day, that the conscious are working on the ascension, and the retards are rolling up their sleeves. You can take that as something. I'll support that concept as well. And it's really important at this moment in time, because I think I'm starting to get a really good picture of this whole situation, which a lot of people call the plandemic. I would agree with that, because this is a very highly organized plan to exterminate a portion of humanity, as well as sterilize it, as well as make it part of the Borg mentality. And with some of the specifics here now, we're finding out now that the people who are being vaccinated are shedding. And they're shedding and actually affecting the unvaccinated. And particularly women are reporting that they're having unusual menstrual cycles and periods, and people that are past menopause are having bleeding, that some males even are having issues with pain in the genitals, or having clots. We're seeing thousands of people are reporting, and this is, as far as I'm concerned, this is just the beginning. And I remember a situation where about 2 years ago, I made the observation that the AI had already taken over, and now we're going to see the rollout. And unfortunately, this is what we've seen in the last 2 years. What we've seen is the rollout of 5G, which in my opinion is another violation of the Nuremberg codes. It's another experiment on humanity without testing, and was pushed through by the New World Order. And it's definitely connected with the so-called coronavirus. Now, just my personal opinions are, I never thought from the very beginning that, you know, viruses jump from one person to another. And in point of fact, the research I've done indicates that most doctors would agree with that, and that viruses are something that we develop because of excess toxicity in the body. Now, through a 5G tower, you could create excess toxicity and cause symptoms of the so-called coronavirus. That's one method, let's say. The primary methods, in my opinion, are through the vaccines and through spraying, likely, of spike protein into the atmosphere, which could cause outbreaks in particular areas or wherever they want there to be an outbreak. And this spike protein, by the way, which people don't seem to understand, changes your mRNA. So it's changing your whole physiology to the point at which you are technically a hybrid. And it also, for the most part, destroys your immune system. So what you're going to do is you're going to become susceptible to all kinds of other issues. And one of these issues is cancer. And we've seen apparently a huge spike in cancer rates in the UK being reported. And then another issue from this spike protein is that it contains prions. And these prions are closely related to the same situation as what you get in mad cow disease or brain dysfunction. And we're also apparently hearing reports now of what they call vaccidents, a new word. Vaccidents are people that are having brain issues and they're just driving along in their cars and driving into trees and off roads and stuff. And it is happening on occasion. And there have been at least 50 cases of deaths, brain issues that they call a mystery disease in Canada. My opinion, these are all side effects of this so-called vaccine, which isn't really a vaccine, doesn't meet any of the definitions of a vaccine, nor was it approved. It was only allowed through emergency use only, and thus could not be mandated, because you couldn't be mandated to take an emergency experimental vaccine. However, I heard yesterday in the news that Italy announced that they're going to mandate vaccines in Italy. Well, it should be interesting to see how that plays out, see if the Italians are going to just suck it up. Looks like they're just running Italy up flagpole to see, you know, what's going to happen. But the bottom line is, in my opinion, it's a clear violation of the Nuremberg Codes. And by the way, in my opinion, they're not this New World Order, the World Health, all these people. They're not just in violation of one of the Nuremberg Codes. They're in violation of all of it. Okay, so as far as I'm concerned, in any reasonable court of law, they'll be found guilty. So we'll see how that plays out and who's got the power to enforce some of this, because up against a big issue here. But the bigger issue is, as Cliff High discovered, is that the shedding, about a year from, or but he thinks about 18 months from when a lot of these people were vaccinated, March and April of this year, by next fall, they're going to be shedding this and developing this mad cow disease. And this is contagious. Now, in my opinion, the so-called coronavirus, or some of the shedding or passing from one individual to another, comes when you're around an infected person for quite a long period of time. Like in a meeting, for example, there was a Christian group that got together, and there was about 8 or 10 people in it, and they met all the time, and they spent a couple hours together. One person was infected and infected the whole group. So I think, you know, there's such a thing as being in around a group of people, like in one of these group homes, or where they take care of the elderly, and there is a possibility in that kind of scenarios. But as far as people walking down the street or walking into a store or basically, you know, existing in life outside of spending time specifically where someone, you know, you're breathing in their molecules, there is not a contagion factor, but there is a contagion factor in these prions in the mad cow disease. So the problem is not going to be those that aren't vaccinated. Of course, they're trying to make those that aren't vaccinated the problem, but the real problem are those who are being vaccinated. And according to Cliff High, he said he could be wrong, but he thinks this is already past the point of there being this not turning like global. There's about 150 million people in the United States that are now potentially spreaders of shedding. And how many of these people are going to be developing brain problems, mad cow disease, and passing it on to others? I mean, the next thing I'm expecting will be a pulling of the plug of the world economic system and the reset into digital currencies, which will, again, it'll just tighten down the control grid and try to make more and more people, there'll be the classes of people, the rich and the poor, and make majority, large percentage of the population dependent on handouts from the government, which they'll call universal basic income. And of course, a requirement of your universal basic income will be that you get the vaccine. So, you know, it kind of relates to my claim of off-grid or off-planet, because at some point in time, they keep turning the screws. And so the timing here of ascension will be critical, because I don't think there's any chance in the world that the higher levels of consciousness and ETs will allow there to be a wipeout of the spiritual harvest, so to speak. And I'll pass on to you as well, if I can locate that information. It's a message from the Andromedans. And in case you're not familiar with Andromedans were connected with Alex Collier. And Alex Collier had been kind of the main contactee. And the Andromedans, according to what they've told Alex, was that they say something starting back in 1994, energy began radiating from black holes at the base of each galaxy to help in the transition of each density moving up a notch. So all the dimensions in the universe are moving up a notch. And the context of Alex Collier in the Andromedans say that the primate race was created by the Draconians and first brought to Mars and then Earth. They say humans are a part of a soul group that they call the Patal, which was opposed to the Draconians' influence and has warred with them for hundreds of thousands of years. And interesting to note that the Andromedans consider humans royalty. And in point of fact, we've got probably the best DNA of any species. Now, we have the capacity to have 12-stranded DNA and 12-chakra fully activated system. We have that potential. And one of the things that keeps that potential down is the frequencies that are sent to the Earth via Saturn through the Moon and to this planet, which keeps us in two-strand DNA. And they also say that the Earth would be ruled by the Draconian tyranny another 350 years. Well, I should put an asterisk here, because no information that I've seen anywhere really gives, you know, a real clear indication of the future. And basically what our predictions about the future are, a reading of the energy at the moment in the most likely probabilities, but there's nothing that's really written in stone. Things can change overnight. And they said actually that in 2003, they said all ET life should be removed from the Earth, the Moon, and Phobos, and if not, that they would pull the Moon out of orbit, which is interesting. Of course, this didn't happen. This was supposed to have happened by 2003. And they did say that our Moon is an artificial satellite from another star system. And the star Chauta in Ursa Minor. And this will be interesting, since at the moment, apparently, there's like 1,833 reptilians living on our planet, and over 18,000 grays living underground and on the moon. They say there's only 2,000 original gray aliens, and most are on Phobos, the moon of Mars, and the rest apparently are clones. The Andromedan Council would like to see how we would live with each other when we're not being manipulated by ETs, as we have been for the last 5,723 years. So that's just some information from the Andromedans concerning what's going on here. And apparently the secret space program pretty much apparently appears that they're okay with what's going on with this the New World Order agenda. And of course, according to Simon Parks, there's a monthly meeting of some of the high elites on this planet, and the head chair is an Alpha Draconian. So you can take that for what it's worth. I'd like to point out that getting back to that point about the ascension and letting go of the past, another important factor about letting go of the past is it frees you up from all, not only frees you up from all that old garbage that you know, of blame, but it lightens your load for the ascension as well, because you're trying to clear out old energy. And this makes your transition much smoother if you're clearing out issues from your past. And I'd like to point out that over the course of years, I'd like to mention some of the things that, you know, ET Yoga has been at the forefront of. And one of the things is that I think this program was one of the first to specify how to get off the reincarnation grid after death. I'm not going to go into the details here. I'm just going to give some like topics here. I was 2 years ago announced that the AI had already taken over, and what we're seeing is the rollout of the 5G, as well as now this new plandemic, and apparently they have a new plandemic planned for 2025 called SPARS. And according to their computer programs, they think that the current procedure will wipe out most of the planet, but those that survive will do so in self-sufficient communities that'll be out there in the countryside. And so their plan for spreading the new virus is by drone. Was one of the first to announce that the coronavirus is a nanobot AI infection, and that's what I call it. It's not really a virus. It's not really a, it's an infection. And it's like in the, if you ever watched Stargate SG-1, AI is basically like a computer virus. It's an infection. And to me, this is what's being passed along is the frequency of the infection. Back in 2008, I posted on my website at etyoga.com the root cause of disease as a free download, and it's still there. And basically talks about that all diseases, discordant emotion, and that it resides in the auric field first and then passes on to the body. And ET Yoga was also one of the first to announce how to heal disease, which first appears in our auric field, then manifests in the body. And this was physically proven with a 3-minute video that you can check out by Greg Braden, B-R-A-D-E-N, called Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes, where a young woman goes to Beijing, China, and goes to the Qigong Center there, and three master practitioners made her inoperable tumor disappear in 3 minutes. Proof of the concept. ET Yoga has been one of the initial places to hear about the Andara crystals, A-N-D-A-R-A, which are do resonate with the 5D. So another thing you can be doing to focus on your 5D frequency is to have an Andara crystal. And I also presented information concerning the making of the Philosopher's Stone. Was one of the first to announce the concept of belief is everything, and actually should have priority over all other yogas, the most effective concept, and it's not really in the ancient teachings. I also was one of the first to talk about the flashing in and out of the universe, which the Palladians have also concurred with, and that thought exists in between the flashing in and out of the universe. Of course, it flashes in and out so fast it's not picked up by our eyes. And also, I guess I've put out enough information concerning the behind-the-scenes control of an alien alien species that's been controlling us for a long time, and giving some of our extraterrestrial heritage as coming from the Lyra Vega star system. And in conjunction with Brad Johnson, one of the few that's talked about the extraterrestrial heritage and Oumuamua as being communication from the Lyra to humanity, which was hijacked by the secret space program. So hopefully over the course of time, and if you're a longtime listener of ET Yoga, you've been apprised of all that information that I consider cutting edge. And at this point in time, I'd like to wish my listening audience my sincere best towards your success with full consciousness, perfect health, abundance, and in the ascension process. And I'll close by sharing with you the Who Am I technique, which was taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi to his most close disciples, called the Vichara, where you place your full attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And when you become that spot, ask the question, who am I? And the idea here, get to the highest place you know how to get to, if it's pranayams and then meditation first, and then get to the place where you put your full focus, become that spot in the center of your forehead, and then you state the following: I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part